It's wonderful to be a Christian, and it's wonderful to be with you again. Our first song, number 584, To Canaan's Land, I'm On My Way.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no farewells, there'll be no dear dim ties, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul never dies, and I will sing the eternity where the soul never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land where the soul never dies, where there will be no parting man, and the soul never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no
Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning approaching your mighty throne of grace. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts, asking you to continue to love and care for us as your children and give us the courage to do all of the things that are right and well-pleasing in your sight. We come asking you, dear Father, that you will help us to continue to be that kind of instrument that will guide all of the people in this world to Christ. Those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, and those who've lost their way. Help us, your children, to continue our vigil and continue to teach and preach the word of God. We're also asking you, dear Father, that as we, your children, travel, help us to show the world what love is about. The kind of love that your son extended to us when he went and died for our sins on the cross. The kind of love that will stand when this world is on fire. Help us always to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause, to teach and preach the word of God. We're also asking you, dear Father, that as we go, help us, your children, to continue to spread the gospel. For we're doing a colossal job through our radio program. We're reaching the all of the known world. We're stretching out, dear Father. So help us to continue to carry on and be fit subjects for the cause of Christ. We have also been told that the harvest is white and yet the laborers are few. Let us all stand firm on the word of God when God said, who will go? Help us say, here am I, please send me. And once we go, let us continue to be part of that army that will never know defeat or retreat, the kind of children that you'd be proud to call your own. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, help us to always be willing to extend our hands out to the sick, to the shut-in, to those who are in prison, those who have fallen in love with this present world and lost their way. Help us to reach out and catch them. Bring them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We also pray, dear Father, for that slothful, careless, and unconcerned Christian, the one who's fallen by the wayside and feel like they have nowhere to go. Help us as your children to seek them out, to reach them, and to teach them so that they gain a repentant spirit and come back and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also asking, dear Father, for all of the leaders of this world. Too many of them have fallen into madness, who are killing and destroying. We're praying, dear Father, that we will come in contact with them, and once we do, let us preach to them the word of God, and help it prick their hearts so they can humble themselves and come and sit down and be part of a known movement marching to heaven. We're also praying to the Father for our preacher brothers throughout this land and country. For they have a colossal job to do. They're trying to preach and teach against the wiles of the devil. Let us shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan and let him know we're not his to be had. But we also are watching because we know that Satan desires to sift us as wheat, and we can't have that happening to us. We're also praying to the Father that we will continue to come. Listen to our preacher brothers preach. Listen to the message that they deliver to us and help us receive with meekness that engrafted word which is able to save our souls. We're also praying to the Father that we will continue to run headlong into everything that defeats the cause of Christ. And let us take it on dressed in full armor and ready to defeat all of those things that so easily beset us. If there's any weight in this world that we've taken on that causes us to stumble and fall, let us lay it aside, stand up firm, stand up straight, and march on to glory as we should and ought to. We're also praying to the Father that we will continue to visit our sick and our shut-in. Help us to go to them, to preach and teach to them, to administer to them. We're also asking the Father that once we do these things, you will look down upon us and say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many, and this will be enough." In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
This do in remembrance of me was Jesus' instructions to his followers as he stated to them, and as often as you do it in remembrance of me, the Lord's Supper was instigated at that time. We'll sing number 445, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.